Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I would just like to make a statement. Paul Ryan, I think, is doing more harm to our Republican Party than good. I don't think he listened to the 2012 election results. And if they're really serious about doing some things, they've got to start to work together. Our Republican Party is going to fall totally apart.
There's a talk radio caller commenting on the need for both parties to work together to fix economic problems in our country. And so the sequester budget battle are the number one item this week on our countdown overview. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in. Talk Radio Review for the week ending Friday, the 22nd of March. Let's run down together, shall we? All of the items in the 10 bracket. At number 10, it's March Madness. Number 9, the installation of the Pope. Number 8, gun legislation proposals. Number 7, the Cyprus bank deposit tax and their trouble with customers. Immigration reform is number 6. State of the Grand Ole Party is number 5. Aftermath of the Steuben rape trial is 4. 10th anniversary of the war in Iraq is number 3. President Obama's trip to Israel is number 2. And the sequester and budget battle, number 1 this week on our talk radio countdown show. Let's move over to CNN, where Wolf Blitzer talked to Congressman Paul Ryan himself about the new budget plan.
Listen to the Democratic Congressman Javier Becerra. I'll play the clip.
To many of us, this new Ryan Republican budget looks a lot like the old Romney Ryan Republican budget that Americans less than 6 months ago rejected at the polls. Chairman Ryan, come back to earth, because people want to get to work. People want to make sure that the earned benefits that they paid for are there for them when they finally need them. And I think what we have is a budget on the Democratic side that reflects the reality of people on earth.
All right, Congressman, you want to respond to the Democrat?
Well, we want to compete for the earthling vote as well. I don't really know what to say about Javier there. I like Javier quite a bit. We disagree on some of these things. We're the ones that have the bipartisan idea to save and strengthen Medicare, not only for the current generation, for the next generation. We're the ones with the courage to say that our entitlements need repairing if we're going to avoid a debt crisis and if we're going to make sure that they don't go bankrupt. We're the ones that are proposing fundamental tax reform, which a lot of centrist Democrats agree with us on this, Wolf. Plug the loopholes, lower the tax rates for businesses and families for economic growth. Our budget was reviewed by two prominent Stanford economists. They projected that it would increase jobs by 500,000 next year and 1.7 million jobs a year by the end of the budget window. Faster economic growth. The reason we're balancing the budget, Wolf, is not just to make our spreadsheet look good, you know, expenditures equal revenues. It's to get our payment on our debt down. It's to have a healthy economy. It's to create faster economic growth to get jobs. You have to reform government to
do that. Well, on the Medicare issue, which is maybe the most sensitive issue out there, are you saying there are Democrats who support your plan, which Democrats describe as creating a voucher for Medicare recipients?
It's not a voucher program. That's a poll-tested word they use to describe it. It's called premium support. And it's an idea that originated from the Brookings Institution, from Democrats to begin with. It's an idea I used to work with with Alice Rivlin. It's just like what we call the Rivlin-Domenici plan, which is a bipartisan group that put out there. It's exactly just like the idea I worked with Ron Wyden, a senator from Oregon last year. The point is, good people from both political parties can look at this problem, a bankrupt Medicare system in the future, and come to a solution, and that's what we're proposing. Our solution, by the way, Wolf, doesn't affect the benefits for anybody in or near retirement, but it puts reforms of the program so that we can make it solvent for the next generation, like my generation and our kids. We think it's the best idea for saving and strengthening Medicare. We think the Medicare board that will be put in place because of Obamacare is going to lead to cuts to Medicare that will deny access to Medicare beneficiaries. So, yeah, we have a problem with Obamacare because we think it's very dangerous for Medicare. And we think we have a better idea.
Up next, more on the sequester and the budget when the Talk Radio Roundup continues.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid to do so, that's right. I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of Extreme Green Coffee Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of green coffee's fat-burning power has been limited. But thanks to a prominent TV talk show doctor featuring the green coffee bean as a miracle fat burner, the secret is out. And now Extreme Green Coffee is available in convenient, easy-to-take drops. There are no expensive meals to buy or strenuous workouts to commit to. Simply take an Extreme Green Coffee Bean extract before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra money for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call now.
Call 888-990-0215. 888-990-0215. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 888-990-0215. Some conditions apply. 888-990-0215.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, counting down from number 1 to number 10. So that's the, what does it make, whether it's up or down. We're going to get to all top 10 topics right away, starting with number 1, the sequester and the budget. Number 1 this week, Talk host Chris DeGaulle here with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, blaming the accidental death of 7 Marines on the sequestration budget problem.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid dancing on the graves of dead Marines in order to score political points yesterday during remarks on the Senate floor about an explosion at an Army base in Nevada, which happened late during the show yesterday. It killed 7 Marines ultimately. It was during a training exercise. Reid hopped right in on the Senate floor, blaming sequestration for the accident.
It's very important we continue training our military. So important. But one of the things in sequester is we cut back in training and maintenance. That's the way sequester was written. Now, the bill that's on the floor we hope to pass today helps that a little bit. At least for the next 6 months, it allows the military some degree of ability to move things around a little bit. Flexibility, we call it. And that's good. But we have to be very vigilant. This sequester should go away. We've cut already huge amounts of money and deficit reduction. It's just not appropriate, Mr. President, that our military can't train and do the maintenance necessary. These men and women, our Marines, were training there in Hawthorne. And with the sequester, it's going to cut the stuff back. And I just hope everyone understands sacrifices made by our military, they are significant.
Oh. Now, this is so bad that an unusual statement came from the Marine Corps. Now, consider a couple of things. Number one, of course, this is the Senate Majority Leader of the United States. Number two, we're talking about an Army base in his home state. Not only could the Senate Majority Leader get the facts and the information from any Army base on which this would happen, tragically, but certainly in his own home state. Now, consider for a moment if Pat Toomey or Bob Casey or old Red Light Menendez or Granddad there came home or went to the Senate floor and said something about, I don't know, something happening at our airport or something happening in a naval yard. And using sequestration as a reason for it happening, some tragic event, some explosion or something, and just making up out of whole cloth why it happened and blaming sequestration for it. Well, it was so egregious and so over the top and such a lie, the Marine Corps, of all things, who does not get political, they had to weigh in on it. They actually had to release a statement. They started talking to reporters. Jim McLeshevsky of NBC News said, I can tell you Marine Corps officials this afternoon taking strong exception to what Harry Reid implied, saying that this exercise, for example, was well planned in advance, had nothing to do with budget cuts, there were no corners cut, and if they couldn't afford to have all the safety precautions in place, they wouldn't do the exercise. In fact, one Marine Corps official told us, in short, he considers this nothing but pure political posturing on the backs of dead Marines.
Here's Taco's Jeff Kuhner talking about some politicians that are trying to scare us with the sequester while they give their staff bonuses and raises.
You know, the hypocrisy of politicians never, never ceases to amaze me. You know the whole sequester. What have we been hearing about now from the Democrats, and in particular, the Democrats from the Bay State, the Democrats, the Massachusetts Democratic delegation? What have we been hearing from the likes of Malarkey, Congressman Ed Malarkey, or Mike Capuano, or you can run down the whole list, Congressman William Keating? Every single one of these Democratic hacks has been claiming that the sky is falling. That if these cuts kick in, you're going to see no firefighters, no police, no air traffic controllers. We won't be able to send out our naval carriers. We're going to have no defense. Terrorists are going to be penetrating our borders. We're going to be taking food out of the mouths of babes and children. And on, the fear-mongering has gone on. And one of the men that has been leading the fear-mongering is, of course, Ed Markey, a.k.a. Ed Malarkey. This is what he said, quote, about the sequester vote, when they voted for the sequester. This snowjob vote can't hide the economic storm, the storm that will befall millions of American voters, kids, and seniors from sequestration. So the kids are going to be affected. The workers are going to be affected. Old people are going to be affected. Handicapped people are going to be affected. Everybody's going to be affected by this, according to Ed Malarkey. And the rest of the Democratic Bay State delegation, all of these Massachusetts Democrats, all the way up to Chief Spreading Bull, Elizabeth Warren, that was their line. Well, guess what? In today's Boston Herald, on the front page, the front page is a very good front page story by Hillary Chabot. As they're claiming the sky is falling, what do you think they've been doing? While they're saying there's no money, these cuts are going to devastate us, the country's going to come to an end, people are going to be laid off, you're going to see mass misery, they have been feathering their staff's nest. They have been giving, I kid you not, massive bonuses, massive pay increases, massive severance packages. They've even been hiring. Some have been laying off, like John Tierney, but many of them have actually been hiring new people to come on board.
Up next, we shift the focus to Israel and Iraq. That'll be up next in the Talk Radio Countdown Focus.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
This is Talk Radio time. I'm Doug Steffen on the countdown. We're up to number two, the president's trip to Israel. Here are our hosts Linda Lopez and Steve Scott talking to the Jerusalem Post Tova Lazaroff about the president being in Israel, how he's being received, et cetera, et cetera.
How is President Obama being received in Israel?
Oh, with lots of fanfare. I mean, all of the media is focused on it. There are signs everywhere. There's a real sense, you know, that this is a historic visit, and really Israel has gone out of its way to give him a very, you know, welcoming hand or a hug almost.
The president talked about compromise and got a standing ovation for it.
Yeah, I mean, he pretty much got an standing ovation for almost everything he said. But I think, you know, Israel is willing to make compromises for peace. I don't think that's the issue. I think the debate is over what the compromises are. I mean, if you ask most people in Israel, you would find that they support a two-state solution. You know, they stand behind a lot of what the president said. But that difference of opinion between Israel and the Palestinian Authority has turned out to be fairly intractable.
Do you think President Obama's relationship with Prime Minister Netanyahu is different after this visit?
Well, I never believed they had such a negative relationship to begin with, so I may be the wrong person to ask. But yes, I mean, I think certainly he's been much more relaxed, much more together than you've ever seen them. You know, it's the presentation before had been of a very negative image. You know, now they really, you know, have been presented as very good friends, people who work well together, who really trust each other.
The 10th anniversary of the beginning of the war in Iraq is number three in the countdown. Here's host John Sylvester with some of his callers. They talk about whether anybody who was in favor of the war when it started still thinks it was a good idea.
10th anniversary of the war in Iraq. Was anybody for this war? Is anybody still going to own this thing? I'm not going to because you know what? Sometimes I get these things wrong. I just happen to think I got this one right. Susan in Mount Horeb.
I think I can remember back to just being shocked when they started doing the bombing and stuff. Thinking that, okay, they're going to hold off, they'll try and work something else out, and then when they started, I just couldn't believe it. But the thing that absolutely made me the angriest was I can remember one of the soldiers asking questions of Donald Rumsfeld, saying about, you know, why they didn't have the right supplies for the war, like enough protection armor, vehicles like the Humvees not being heavily plated and stuff like that. And he said to them that, well, you go to war with what you have at the time. And I thought, you could have picked a day to start that war at any time. and you couldn't even wait until you had the troops ready for it.
But you were for this war.
No, not really, no.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's hard to kind of remember all the stuff going on at that time with it.
I remember real, thank you for calling, Susan. I remember real clear saying, this is a dumb idea. Does anybody still, hey, it's okay, I'm not going to beat you up. I just want to know, does anybody still own this war? Does this war have any owners? Because I didn't hear Rush Limbaugh talking about it. Oh, he was so, you know, I worked with a talk show host at the time. He was excited about the war. He was literally excited about the war. Oh, we're going to war. And then it literally ripped the country in two. And then, you know, there were people ardently defending it. Now, it's like it never happened. More people will admit that they passed gas in an elevator than own this war. Dan and Madison.
Well, I wear my ignorance on my sleeve. I was for the war when it started. Because I got hook, line, and sinkered by the... I thought, well, if Colin Powell says it's there, if everybody else says the weapons of mass destruction are there, I'm all right. But here's the thing, though. I remember saying to somebody, I'm going to be kicked off if they don't find any, because then this is going to be the biggest waste of time. But at the time, I thought there were definitely some there, because I believe what I was told.
Steubenville and the state of the GOP coming up next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, IN4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to our Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, March the 22nd. Next on the countdown, we're following the aftermath of the verdict in the Steubenville rape trial. Here's host Jordana Green talking about the victim in this case being blamed for the crime instead of the rapists.
Okay, two high school football players have been found guilty of raping a 16-year-old girl. Here's the story. They all go to a party. They get super drunk. The girl passes out. And two football players subsequently rape her. They then post pictures of it on Facebook. Tweet about it. It goes viral. People are feeding into this. Apparently, people saw what was going on at the party. Nobody stopped it. Nobody did anything. Now, the 16 and 17-year-old perpetrators of this rape have been found guilty of raping her, and they are going to prison. They're getting at least 1 year. I would say at least 1 year. Hopefully, they're getting more. They're getting at least 1 year. They're both being treated as juveniles. They may get up to 4 years. They also have to be registered as sex offenders now for the rest of their lives. And I'm not even going to talk about this horrific crime and why it was so awful. What I'm going to talk about is the fallout. Everybody is getting on CNN's horse about, or CNN's back about how they are treating the case, because Candy Crowley was there in the courtroom saying that the kids broke down. Oh, the 16 and 17 year olds cried on their attorney's shoulders, and it was so emotional, and how sad it is that these two lives are ruined now for some bad choices that they made. Well, they raped someone, and they should go to prison. So let's get over it, okay? And how CNN covers it, you know what? It's the media. Let's not give them any more credit than they deserve. They're the media. Do not allow the media to make good choices for you. All right, whatever. They screwed up. They're the media. They're CNN. Whatever. Don't let them decide how you feel one way or the other about a case. Also, don't let their coverage of it dissuade the focus of the actual story. Two star football players raped a girl, and people are feeling bad for the players. We need to focus on victims' rights more. And now, in the wake of this, the victim is receiving death threats on Twitter from some other girls in the school. The victim is being blamed for the crime. and the follow-up crime of allegedly, I'm doing air quotes, ruining these boys' lives because now they're going to go to prison and they don't get to play college ball. Well, you know what? I don't feel bad for those kids. And those two girls who are sending out death threats to the victim should also be arrested and have to do a little jail time, mm-hmm. too, because that is wrong, wrong, wrong on every level. And what the real crime is here is the lack of accountability anywhere. The boys break down in tears and cry on their attorney's shoulders, now nobody's going to want me. Heck yeah, nobody's going to want you. No college person, no college team is going to want you because you're a rapist.
What's going on with the Republicans, number five on the countdown this week? Here's host Jimmy Cefalo with political analyst David Gergen. They talk about what Gergen thinks the Republicans have to do to repair their image.
The GOP just came out with their autopsy, talking about the problems they had with this previous election, and well, a lot longer than just this previous election. And they're talking about a variety of issues, including trying to reach out to an area where they really have problems, the Asian American community, Hispanics, women, African American voters. Where do you think they're going wrong?
Well, I'm really pleased that they've been doing these reports and they've been having these, you know, the conversations they had at the CPAC convention this past weekend. Many on the left say, well, you know, they've lost their way. They're really contentious. They're big fights. This is what a healthy process for the Republican Party to go through this kind of time in the wilderness when it's really got to reconsider where it is, how its old principles apply to new problems. So, you know, we've seen this in the past. There was a time when I first got into politics that Republicans were winning the presidency. They won 5 out of 6 elections. And the Democrats went through a lot of soul searching about where they were going. They came back with Bill Clinton, and now the Democrats have won the popular vote for president 5 out of the last 6 elections. And it's the Republicans' time to do some soul searching. So I think it's healthy. Where have they gone wrong? I do think that it's become a party that's too reliant upon white voters, especially white male voters. To win, when your presidential candidate looks to the white population for 90% of its votes, you know, the truth is America's changing so rapidly you can't win. And I think that's a healthy recognition, and it's good. It's good for the Republican Party to be more inclusive, to reach out to the Hispanic community in particular, and it can do better than it did. Romney got only 28% of the Hispanic vote. Look at George W. Bush. He reached out effectively. He got 44% of the Hispanic vote, and that's how he won in 2004. So it can be done. You need to be thoughtful about it. You need to be very open, inclusive, big tent, welcome people in, even if you have disagreements at, you know, on some issues. You have larger agreements on others.
Yeah. David, there's also an issue with the Republicans with the millennial votes, those 32 and younger, something like that, that went overwhelmingly for President Obama again in the previous election. And it seems that more and more those young people are becoming more conservative financially because they're realizing they can't find a job. They're having trouble paying off their student loans. But on the social issues, they are more liberal in that sense, and that seems where they're losing Republicans.
Up next, immigration, Cyprus, and gun control, all on their way. Whoopee! When the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the gear? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Government regulation is completely out of control. I saw this insanity firsthand. Our local Chamber of Commerce asked their town to put up a few signposts indicating which businesses were down little walkways and can't be seen from the street. Town officials said they couldn't do that because adherence to their own regulations would be too expensive. They finally agreed to allow sandwich boards, but with burdensome new license requirements and compliance rules. Too expensive for the town? What about the cost and aggravation for all the businesses that need signage? This micromanaging takes away our freedom and intrudes where government does not belong in a free society. Let's work with our local officials to eliminate at least half of these regulations. Let's look at the regulations through the lens of liberty and take action.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Kriebel Foundation.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Doug Steffen. Up to number six on the countdown right now. The discussion of immigration reform seems like an old hat, but there are maybe a few new tricks here. Let's listen to Sandy Beach talks about Republicans changing their views on immigration. Are they just selling out?
We are the party, the Democrats, being of inclusion. Of inclusion of what? Lawbreakers? Is that what you're talking about when you're talking about illegal immigration? If you want to embrace breaking the law, at least be honest enough. Put it on all your bumper stickers. We are the party, the Democratic Party. We embrace lawbreakers. We feel no need to follow laws. Meanwhile, our nasty old grumpy old men Republicans there, they're excluding people who break the law. Imagine that. Tisk, tisk. If you're asking me if I want to exclude lawbreakers, count me in on that. I do want to exclude lawbreakers. But they never even use the word illegal. They'll just say immigration to make it sound like they don't want your grandmother and grandfather to come here in the first place. It's crap is all it is. And you'd expect it from the Democrats, but you sure as hell shouldn't expect it from the Republicans. Because if they're willing to sell out any kind of core values they have, and, you know, following the law, that's not exactly a controversial stance, is it? I mean, think about it. But it starts at the top. The president enforces the laws he wants to and disregards the laws he doesn't want to. That's the way it goes, and it filters down through the parties. Meanwhile, the lemmings in the Republican Party just want to do anything to get a Hispanic to vote for them because they're softer now on illegal immigrations. Immigration. The bottom line, as I said at the beginning of the show, they'll never be able to underbid the Democrats. If they have four steps to the path of immigration, the Democrats will have three. If they have three, the Democrats will have one. So you're not going to win that game. But the reason I'm doing this at all today is Senator Rand Paul, of all people, backs a path to citizenship for illegals. Rand Paul said Tuesday, illegal immigrants should be allowed to become U.S. taxpayers. You know, I bet that's what they're dreaming about right now. If any illegals are listening to me right now, I bet they're dreaming of becoming a taxpayer. Don't you love it? Don't you love it? Rand Paul's plan is going to allow them a path to become a taxpayer. Why in hell would they want to become a taxpayer when they're getting what taxpayers get now without paying taxes? Tell me why. I mean, come on. Is there a brain among them? You think, could they do a brain pool and come up with one thinking brain?
The Cyprus bank problem, number seven on the countdown. Host Helen Glover talking to financial analyst John Ramsam about what's going on in Cyprus and whether or not the same thing could happen here in America.
1.1 million residents of Cyprus went through some panic and confusion when it was announced that there was going to be a direct tax withdrawal from their bank accounts. Now, I know it's gotten little attention in the mainstream media, but I think we need to pay some real close attention to what's going on in Cyprus. What they tried to do is go in and just impose this, they called it a one-time tax, 6.75% on all bank accounts under 100,000 euros. That's about $130,000. And then it went up even more than that if you had, they got almost a 10% tax. They're trying to raise money because the Eurozone is still in trouble. Tell me what's going on in Cyprus right now, because I know that they said they were going to do this, and then they kind of backtracked on what they were going to do. But the real fear here is it just reminds me of the fact, you know, it just reminds me of the scene out of It's a Wonderful Life when they talk about, hey, don't look now, but that's got the earmarkings of a run on the bank. You panic and you try to go get your money out, and it may not be there.
Yeah, and you know, that's really, really scary. I mean, they're deliberately causing a situation here where, you know, depositors start to lose faith in the banking system. And you know, the banking system in the world has been created since the Great Depression with the idea that we have to maintain the confidence of investors and depositors. And they are deliberately eroding that. And it's not the people, it's not the government in Cyprus. As a matter of fact, they object to this.
Right.
It's the officials at the European Central Bank and the International Monetary Fund. And hey, guess what? All those people went to the same schools as the people who are running our banking system.
Oh boy, that puts me at ease.
Yeah, I mean, and this is really the scary thing is, come on, how long is it before a really bad idea takes hold with the Obama administration?
Well, explain what happened here, because from what I understand, the prime minister in Cyprus said he said he would agree to this because they were looking at like a $13 billion bailout from the European Union. And then when they said, well, yeah, we have to tax the people, go into your private bank account, the money that you've been working to set aside, maybe use it for checking or for savings. And then they told them this was essentially going to be a tax. They were just going to go in and take that money. And now I understand that they've pulled back on this somewhat.
Well, the people of Cyprus, you know, as a sovereign nation, they get to decide whether they're going to accept these terms. The European Central Bank basically said, hey, we'll loan you this money.
Yes.
But in return, you have to agree to tax the people in this way. It was kind of a reverse TARP.
Yes.
In TARP, the government bailed out the banks. Here, they're asking private depositors to bail out the government. The banks aren't in trouble. It's the government that's in trouble. And it's a very radical idea. You know, people like Larry Summers and even Paul Krugman, who, you know, are saying this is just a really, really stupid idea. But, you know, we're living in such a time that, you know, I'm seeing a lot of things happen that are really bad ideas that I never thought I would see.
Number 8 on the countdown, proposed gun legislation. Hosts Pat Caputo and Dennis Fithian talk about Michael Moore calling for crime scene photos of the Sandy Hook shooting to be released. He says that ought to take care of the NRA once and for all.
Michael Moore, he wrote a blog recently calling for crime scene photos from Newtown Massacre. He wants them released so that the American public can really see what happens to a child's body when it's shot at close range with an assault rifle. And he wants to get the assault rifle talk out there more, and he thinks that's the way to do it. What do you think about that?
Well, I want to say this, first of all. You know, look, he's a real liberal guy, so there's some liberal polarization there with him. And we want to stay away from that part of it and just get into what the actual issue is. Now, it sounds, to me, it's ridiculous. I do not want to see crime scene pictures and graphic violent pictures of these children who were slaughtered at Newtown. I don't want to see it. I think his idea is preposterous. Now, he does have some logic behind this, and the logic is based on some of our past in this country. One of the examples was the Civil Rights Movement in the 50s. There was a case, I can't think of the kid's name off the top of my head. He was from the North. He was a black kid. He moved into the South to visit some relatives. Allegedly, he made a pass at a white girl.
Emmett Till. Pat.
Emmett Till was his name, okay. Yeah, and what they did when he was killed by the KKK or white supremacists or whatever you want to call them, you know, back in the day, they showed his coffin, a picture of it. It went in the national newspapers. It was an AP photo, I believe. You can look up the picture. It's anywhere. And it caused a national outrage. Michael Moore pointed out that 3 months later is when Rosa Parks did her stance, not moving to the back of the bus in Birmingham, Alabama. And there was kind of an epicenter that grew out of that Emmett Till situation that led to about 10 years of civil rights acrimony, which eventually, though, paid off with civil rights legislation in 1964 and a real changing of the country for the better.
Up next, the Pope and March Madness. The Pope and March Madness. How many other sentences are you going to hear those two together? The Pope and March Madness. The Pope is one story, folks. March Madness is another. Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Up to number 9 we are on the countdown, the official installation of the new Pope. Here's host Bob Montgomery with ABC's Tom Rivers. They talk about the ceremony for the new Pope.
It was quite the scene, wasn't it, watching a history play out?
It was, Bob. It really was for you, a Catholic. Obviously, it means a whole lot to you. If you're not Catholic, it still is an amazing display to watch played out before your very eyes. And, of course, there was the ceremony. We had two choirs. We had over 200,000 people in the square. We had flags of just about every nation over the heads of everybody. We've had some pretty lousy weather here, but we had beautiful blue skies, and everything turned out right. The homily, kind of the meat of the whole thing, the sermon, the message from Francis, basically, he said, look, we live in a pretty tough world sometimes, but he said, hope breaks through the heavy clouds. He says, help the oppressed, help the weak, help the poor. That's really what his very simple, direct message was, and a message that many people here are taking on board and saying, look, we haven't heard that for a long time. We like it. And these early days of this Pope, very, very positive.
Yeah, the first week has been really a lot about simplicity, and he showed his ability to kind of go off script again, not so much in the homily, but getting out of the Popeville open air for the first time in a long time.
It does. You know, we have seen it before, but it's been quite a while, and it's kind of a neat-looking vehicle. It's a Mercedes. It looks sort of like a Jeep. But, yeah, he's kind of standing up there, and babies came up, and he kissed them, and he's kind of a real people person. And I guess he's kind of got the label now, the people's pope. And it's becoming more and more of that. And I guess, you know, at this stage of the game, it's been, what, a week into this? I guess what you see is what you get. This is the way he's run his whole life, his 76 years.
Did you get an opportunity to talk with any of the rank and file there in the square who, for all intents and purposes, everything we're hearing is people are having one common theme, and that is hope for the future?
It is. And, you know, I know it sounds kind of trite, but, you know, people haven't had a whole lot of hope in their lives recently, and every day there's something else that comes down the pike, and the current worry here in Europe is a financial crisis that could be unfolding in Cyprus, and if it's not handled properly, the same thing that, you know, slip over into Italy, slip over into Spain, et cetera, et cetera. So people here are concerned. But hope is something that springs eternal, as they say. And he says, look, why not roll up your sleeves, help your neighbor, do some stuff that you can do. And, you know, it's not that hard, but it's something that a lot of people here have forgotten about.
And at number 10, March Madness. Here are hosts Chuck Powell and Kerry Dozier talking about the impact the NCAA basketball tourney has on the workplace.
The madness is here, and I'm not faking being under the weather because I'm
working. Because you're actually here.
Yeah. But a lot of people do on this day, and I'm looking through the glass, and I see a different Vortech, and I see a different producer.
Yeah.
So, you know, Tank and Charlie are out somewhere getting sauced and watching basketball.
Clearly today. They're on their 15th plate of wings.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. One day's decapitation is tomorrow's.
Yeah, regurgitation.
Yeah. You know, this is kind of a trite exercise in the talk world, from sports radio to news radio, which I've dipped my toe in both pools of water. And that is, you get to the first day of the tournament, and you discuss just how little people work that day in America.
Mm-hmm.
Some have reserved the thought that maybe we should just take the day off because there's so little production that takes place at the workplace.
Let's just make it a holiday.
Yeah. But there's a little bit of a change, a sea change. Sort of like when 1 week eggs are good for you and the next week eggs are bad for
They'll kill you. Like we had last week.
For the first time ever, this segment isn't so trite, Kerry.
I love it.
There's new information out. There's a survey that was done by Office Team and its executive director, Robert Hosking, and it determined that actually, people are more productive on the first day of the NCAA tournament.
Are you going to tell me why? Because I have a theory, just based on my knee-jerk reaction, which is that everyone's like, hurry up, get something done so that we can go watch basketball. Because it's kind of, I mean, it's not what we're doing because we can have the games on while we're talking and we can passively watch. But for most people, they're leaning in. And so they're going, yeah, I'll get to, let me do that. I'll do that for you in 5 minutes. And then when they do it so fast and so efficiently because they're just dying to get out the door.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
a little kid doing the dishes before they get to go play.
I wish it was that good.
Oh.
It's actually even worse than what you had imagined.
Okay.
Because they have estimated, this survey, that $134 million is lost in production at the workplace on this day. That so many people take the day off, whether they fake it or, you know, call in sick or even schedule it. And then others are distracted to the point of 66% of workers will follow today's action for at some point during the course of the day. 20% are going to spend at least 2 hours. 14% are going to spend at least 4 hours during their workday, and 16% say that they will spend 5 hours or more.
Recapping the list here, March Madness number 10, installation of the Pope number 9, gun legislation proposals number 8, number 7, the Cyprus bank deposit problem, the number 6 item is immigration reform, number 5, the state of the Republican Party, number 4, the aftermath of the Steubenville rape trial, number 3, the 10th anniversary of the war in Iraq. Number 2, President Obama's trip to Israel and the sequester and the various budget battle discussions. Now, number 1, this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.